Welcome to today's session. This is Dr. Ruth. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. We continue here out of the Gospel of Luke, the teaching ministry of Jesus Christ. We are in Luke chapter 4 still. We are going to wrap up this chapter here. Hopefully you have listened to the previous sessions out of Luke 4. They were Luke 4a and b, because today we are going to wrap it up. I really recommend you go back and listen to previous sessions. Better yet, listen to the other chapters out of the Gospel of Luke and listen to Matthew and Mark, which are all right here in this Podbean channel. And friend, I really ask that you subscribe to this Podbean channel if you haven't done so. Depending on where you're listening, you could be on Google Chrome or iTunes. Please subscribe and share these teachings with others so many others can be blessed. We want to spread the word and equip people with a good understanding out of the word of God and live as overcomers. So kindly share this teaching, and as you are being blessed, like it and send us an email or write a comment. Let us know how this is blessing you. That will be helpful to us. Okay, so we are going to pick it up here in Luke 4. We are in verse 31. As I mentioned, we're going to finish this chapter. So what is the gist of this upcoming verses? The Lord Jesus will begin his healing ministry. And hopefully you are aware that I have a book that can help you with healing. There is a lot here I can't get into. I highly recommend you visit our website and get my healing testimonial book. And if you have been listening to me for some time, you know I received divine healing from the Lord from metastasis colon cancer over 15 years ago. That book is titled Healed by the Stripes of Jesus. A true story of God's unconditional love and grace, my story, my testimony. So please visit our website and get this book. It will transform your life. And the book has its own website. It's called drruthhealingtestimony.com. We are going to attach the link in the description box. If you live overseas, you can get this from Amazon. I really recommend you get this book. Even if you don't have a disease in your body, get this book to be prepared. You know a loved one. It's a teaching handbook on healing. Hundreds have received healing just reading this book. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to grow a lot. It's a teaching handbook. I recommend that you get this. If you're a pastor, get it for your church. It will bless you. Boy, you just get the book. I highly recommend it. Okay, you are healed by the stripes of Jesus, but you want to know how to receive that healing and how to stand and overcome sicknesses and diseases. Again, Healed by the Stripes of Jesus, that is my testimonial book. Visit our website and get that. And you know, let me just tell you how to get to our website to get this book before we even continue. Our website is drruthtanya.org/donate, and this book is a 355 page book. It is $25 plus shipping and handling, so it comes to about $33 because we send it 2-day shipping. Get it from us overseas, get it from Amazon. You can also send your donation through Cash App. It's the $ Dr. Ruth Tanya, or you can Zelle in a donation for $33 and we will ship this book to you. The Zelle telephone number, if you live in the USA, it's 909-501-9031. And we will attach this in the description box. So we are going to talk about the healing ministry of Jesus in this upcoming verses. So I want to just let you know that I have additional resources to help you in this area. Okay, let's get into the verses proper. Luke 4. Verse 31. Then this is the Lord Jesus now. Now remember, he is filled. He's been baptized by John the Baptist. We talked about that in previous session. He is now filled with the Holy Spirit. I talked about that in the last session. So he is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and we are going to start learning about his miraculous healings here. Verse 31. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee. And on the Sabbath, he taught the people. Verse 32, they were amazed at his teaching because his words had authority. Why authority? Because back then the tradition of the rabbis were that they were teaching what other rabbis were teaching. They were just parroting other people's teaching. But the Lord Jesus was teaching truth from God the Father, so it had authority. The Word of God has authority. When you teach the Word of God from the Scriptures today, directly from the Scripture, it has power and authority. So friend, if you are a Bible teacher or a pastor, don't teach other people's truths. You meditate on the Word of God. You receive direct revelation from God, and then you teach that, because then the power and the anointing in the Word of God will be evident to all. And then you will be well positioned to really help many people to transform their lives, because the Word of God has power and authority embedded in it. So that's why the people in the synagogue there were just amazed, because Jesus taught with authority. Verse 33, in the synagogue there was a man possessed by a demon, an impure spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, "Go away." We are now in verse 34. "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Oh, there's a principle here. We see how the demons recognize Jesus. And they know that the Lord Jesus is there to quench their power. So they are already afraid. Friend, likewise, as a child of God, indwelt by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, demons are afraid of you. Do you know that? So don't be shy. Don't be afraid of the demonic. They are afraid of you. As a child of God, walking in obedience, walking in the light, Satan is afraid of you. Don't be intimidated. Satan has been defeated. Rather, Satan has been defeated. You are an overcomer in Christ. Okay, so the demons were afraid of Jesus. Verse 35, let's find out how the Lord Jesus would respond. "Be quiet." Jesus said, "Sternly, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down before them. All came out without injuring the man. Another principle here, boy, when we speak the word of God over demonic spirits, they leave people without injuring the people. If it is God who is working in and through you, you speak the word of God, you cast out demons from people, people don't get injured. You know, today I've heard stories how people have been pushed and shoved and they get hurt. No, that's not the power of God. That's not the gentleness of God. God is not after injuring people. When God does it, he does it in an orderly manner. When we cast out demons from people, we speak the word of God. We don't need to scream. We just need to do as Jesus did here. Just speak the truth and stand in boldness, because it will be God, the Holy Spirit, doing it for you. You just tell the demons to be quiet and come out, and the demons will come out. We don't need to push people around. That's not necessary. So Jesus Christ just spoke and the demons came out and nobody got injured. Glory to God. That's how we have to do it. Okay? Verse 36, all the people were amazed and said to each other, "What words these are! With authority and power, he gives orders to impure spirits, and they come out." Yep. Impure spirits, the demons, will always be afraid of the truth in the Word of God, because their father, Satan, is the father of all lies, which is why truth will always prevail against lies. Verse 37, and the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. Now, let's move on right away here into verse 38. The Lord Jesus is going to heal. Okay, Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now, before I even continue, I had talked about how the Lord Jesus, that was his custom to visit the synagogue. Please go listen to the previous session. Jesus Christ always went to church. Hopefully you go to church too, okay? So we are already learning here. Jesus Christ was in the synagogue and he is leaving the synagogue. He was always among God's people, because there's corporate anointing when we go to church. Okay, so now going back here to reread verse 38, Jesus left the synagogue and went to the house of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. Verse 39, so he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. So the Lord Jesus is exerting his authority over sicknesses and diseases because he is our healer. He is our Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. He is also our Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. He provides good health. He heals sicknesses and diseases. Do you believe that? I hope you do. Verse 40, at sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. So the Lord Jesus laying his hands on the sick people, he healed them. That laying on of hands was impartation of the healing virtue of God, and people were healed. Boy, we are getting a glimpse of what heaven would be like. No sicknesses and diseases, even right here. God's will is for us to receive healing right here and now. God is still desiring that we receive healing today. Healings today. Healing, receiving healing has not passed away. It is available to whosoever will believe. You can be healed of whatever you're dealing with today. You have to learn the truth about divine healing, which is why I highly recommend you get my testimonial book, because I really explain that very well in the book. Verse 41, moreover, demons came out of many people shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak because they knew he was the Messiah. I had already explained that. We are now in verse 42. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. Again, we are learning something here. The Lord Jesus Christ, early in the morning, he went alone to commune with the Father. First thing, at daybreak, he went to spend time with God the Father to pull strength, to get revelation, to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit to begin his day. Friend, do you do this? Do you begin your day by spending quiet time with God to pull strength and wisdom and divine revelations? We are learning this from Jesus. And as we proceed here, we will learn a lot about how the Lord did this a lot. We need that quiet time with God before we begin our day, before we embark on a busy day, because that is our source of hope, our source of wisdom, and our source of strength. So if you're not doing that, I challenge you to begin doing that, okay? You would be amazed how energetic and wiser you would become. The people were looking for him, and when they came in where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. So in verse 32, there, the Lord Jesus at daybreak had gone on a quiet place to spend time with God the Father, and the people kept looking for him, and my, so much pressure that, you know, the Lord Jesus had to separate from people to just get that quiet time. So the people just wanted Jesus to stay with them, not to leave. Let's find out how the Lord would respond. Verse 43, but he said, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent. Verse 44, and he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. So we see how the people wanted to keep the Lord Jesus. He said, oh, no, 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 I must go around and spread the gospel message of the kingdom of God. So likewise, we have to be careful that we don't get too comfortable in an area. God may want to move us to various areas to teach, so we have to be sensitive to that, just as the Lord Jesus was sensitive to the fact that he needed to go into other areas to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. Boy, we've come to the end of Luke chapter 4, and in this last verses, beginning here in verse 31 up until the end, which is verse 44, the key principle here is that Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forevermore. And since, as we have learned, Jesus laid hands on all the people were healed. Jesus spoke to the demons and they left the people. We know that Jesus, his healing virtue is still available to us today. As I open this session by saying that if you want to receive healings today from the Lord Jesus, that is still available, I recommend you get my testimonial book. But the key application here is that healings have not passed away. There is erroneous teachings going around that God chooses those to heal and those not to heal. That is not true. We just learned here how the Lord Jesus laid his hands on all of them and they were healed. Jesus is willing, but are you ready and willing to receive that healing? Are you ready and willing to come against the barriers, the disbelief and the lies, so you can receive that healing virtue, which is available to whosoever will believe? Okay, because again, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If he was willing to heal people during his healing ministry, he is doing the same today. So whatever it is you are struggling with, physical healings, emotional, mental, whatever it is, God is willing. But you have to be ready to receive that. So that is the application I want to leave you with today. So I hope you receive this in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that you are still healing today. That healing is our birthright as children of God. Father, for all those who are struggling with the disease right now, headache is coming to mind. Father God, thank you. I just release your healing virtue over their head right now. They receive this healing. Father God, I just thank you. Heartburn is coming to heart right now. There's somebody listening to me. You're dealing with heartburns. The Lord said, receive that healing right now. You are healed of heartburn. Heartburn, leave in the name of Jesus. I speak healing virtue into your stomach right now. Receive that healing. Arthritis is coming to mind. There is somebody listening to me. You've been struggling with pain. I release life into your joints. I command pain to leave your body in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, I lift up everybody. I just release your healing virtue over their bodies today. I just pray that they receive it because you love them. You love us. You want us to receive divine healings. And I just come against barriers in the name of Jesus. I pray they receive that healing. Thank you, Father God, for all those who have come in agreement with you, that you are their healer. Your healing virtue is healing them right now. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love. We ask all this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all those who receive and agree, say, Amen. Friend, God loves you. Again, visit our website and get that book, my testimonial book. I am going to just repeat that information. Healed by the Stripes of Jesus. That website is drruthhealingtestimony.com. Get a copy from us, drruthtanya.org/donate. We are also on Cash App and on Zelle. And we will attach all this on the description box. And everything you get from us as a donation goes right back into this podcast ministry. But if you live overseas, please get it from Amazon. We thank you for your love gift donation by getting this book, which will bless you and bless us in return. So please listen to the announcer to get more information about the ministry. God loves you.
As you have been blessed, can you bless us back with a financial donation so we can produce more teachings and bless others in return? This program is solely sponsored by the financial donations from friends and listeners like you. We need your financial support in order to reach more people with Dr. Ruth's simple but profound life-changing messages. To make a one-time donation, visit our website, drruthtanya.org. That's drruthtanya.org. Look for the donation button and donate right there. It is a very secure, simple, and easy process. Or, for more of an impact, would you prayerfully consider becoming a Christ-centered monthly partner with us? While on our website, you will find all of the information about becoming a Christ-centered partner. As a monthly partner, Your regular prayers and financial support will enable us to produce more Bible teachings in order to reach more people and transform their lives with God's Word. For those of you who prefer regular mail, you can send your donation to us. Here's the address. Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries, P.O. Box 1806, Loma Linda, California, 92354. You can also email us with your questions about becoming a partner. Here's the email address, info@drruthtanyi.org. That's info@drruthtanyi.org. Or you can always call us at 909-383-7978. Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries is a federal government-approved 501c corporation, which means that all your donations are 100% tax-deductible as allowed by the law. We thank you in advance for your kind donation and prayers. We pray for God's love and presence to anchor your soul today in Christ Jesus. I am Chris Oram. Stay blessed, and goodbye for now.